They're on their way, here to slay, but they need some help. They need some help.
Hi.
Hello, everybody. Oh God.
Okay,
here we go.
That was already gross. Welcome back to Emmy and Ian Need Help.
Oh, okay. Shit, the AC is fucking with it. Okay.
Anyways.
You can listen to this podcast every single Wednesday.
And watch it every single Friday.
And don't forget to rate us 5 stars because that shit's been slowing down.
Ian.
Get on it, guys. Like, if you haven't, even if you're listening on Spotify, go to Apple Podcasts.
If you rate it 5 stars, Apple sends you a $50 gift card.
I heard that. I literally heard that. We have a sponsor with Apple.
Yeah. That you just
the
rate
fruit,
it 5.
Though, not the, like,
yeah, the fruit
app. Anyways, welcome back to our podcast. Now, we haven't been here in so long.
We were here 3 days ago, I honestly can't remember what happened in the past 3 days. So
I can't. But for some reason, we took like a 2 week break, and I feel like more has happened from the last podcast to this podcast
than in the entire two weeks.
Yeah,
yeah. I can't remember what we like talked about last time. So if I do repeat myself 45 times, let's not be shocked.
Yeah, that's gonna be like a theme on this podcast. We both don't remember.
I don't
what
know what's
we
going
say
on.
Ever. So just like take it as it is. Like you already know the deal. So.
What have you been up to, Ian?
What have I been up to? I got my hair cut. Everyone hates it.
I like it.
I like looking like a circus freak. So that's like my brand. But so I went to a barber shop that Emmy suggested me to go to a long time ago. I do not get my hair cut. I don't take care of myself. I put on hats.
Okay.
And then I'm like, we're good to go. But I went to the barber shop. And so,
shout out the barbershop.
Shout out Emilio. I don't think I can anymore.
Just kidding. No.
Actually, no. Shout out Emilio. Love you.
Emilio at Classic Barber. Free ad. I love Emilio. That barbershop makes me feel like it's Easter.
That barbershop makes every bar. Well, I feel like no matter what barbershop, it would make me uncomfortable. But so I always get like super awkward. Last time I showed up in a rainbow cardigan. And so I walk in and I'm like, hey, like, what's up? Like, here to get my cut. And then. So he sits me down, and I slept in. I always sleep in, like, for everything. Like, I just shower, like, 10 minutes before I have to leave, and then I just, like, hope that my hair isn't greasy, and it usually is. But anyways, so I shower, and I didn't have time to brush the back of my head, and, like, my hair just got so long because I just wasn't taking care of myself that it was just, like, fucked up in the back. So he's, like, brushing my hair, and it's, like, so matted, and he's, like, brushing it and like pulling it, and I'm like, this is so fucking embarrassing. And he's like pushing, like literally I'm like, my entire head is like going back, and I'm like, oh my gosh. And so in my head I was like, this is embarrassing, like I have to lie, like I just have to. And so I like looked at him, I'm like, oh my gosh, my hair is so messy right now. And he's like, no, it's fine, it's like I can just comb it out. I'm like, no, but it's like so bad because I'm on a TV show, right, and they want my hair long.
So you could have avoided the lie because he said it was fine. Like he, after you said,
yeah,
it was
but
messy,
I was still like
was
intimidated. Like you're okay. Surrounded by men. Like it's me.
So you
like,
did it for no reason.
I did do it for kind of no reason.
Okay, continue.
So I look at him and I'm like, oh my god, yeah, I'm on a TV show, and then he's like, oh my gosh, like that's so cool, like. What is it for? And I'm like, I signed an NDA. Can't really talk about it, but it's going to be on HBO. And so then, like, he, like, keeps going. And I'm like, this is, like, going on for too long. Like, this is just so humiliating. And I was like, let me double down. And so I was just like, yeah, my character was, like, going through a lot in the show. So they had to, like, mat the fuck out of the back of my hair and, like, tangle
Wait,
it for,
you
like.
You told him you had an NDA, but then, like, you gave him a description of the character.
Yes.
And you told him what network it would be on.
Yeah.
And when it, okay.
And
but
so,
you just couldn't say the title.
No, I couldn't.
What would the title have been if you just made something up?
It would have been, like, Ian doesn't shower.
Okay.
Or, like, Ian has a depression room or something.
Okay, so it's probably good that you didn't say the title.
I didn't know a title. I had an NDA. I couldn't say it.
Oh.
So then after that, the haircut ended and he was like, well, I'll see you on the big screen. And I was like, yeah. And then I was like, actually though, like the network, because of COVID, like they're actually stockpiling shows. So like it doesn't come out for like 2 years. Like, so I'm just kind of waiting now. So I had to like lie because I'm going to go back to him. And then he gave me a discount and I felt really bad because he would like thought it was cool. But I ended up paying how much it actually costed, and I was just like, here's a tip, because I just felt bad.
So I feel like like a rational person would think like, oh, this kid's on an HBO show. They probably have like hairdressers. If they're going to mat your hair, they probably would have someone to unmat it maybe, or like figure something else out instead of like matting your actual hair. So like, I feel like,
well,
maybe
I also
thought you were lying.
Well, I did tell him, I told him, I was like, well, the show stopped filming 2 weeks ago and my hair has just been so long from the show that like, I haven't had like a stylist to take care of it on set. So that was why my hair was messed up.
Kept going.
Yeah.
Okay.
How was your past couple days?
Wait, so you're ever going to go back there?
I like probably.
What's your like next, what's the plan for next time?
I'm going to walk, I'm going to say sorry.
You're just going to be like, I lied.
I'm going to be like, if he brings it up.
Okay.
I don't know if he will. I also just burped into the mic. That was gross.
You do that every single time, I think. And then you say the same exact sentence. So.
Yeah. Also. To segue to something I wanted to talk about. Why are comments so fucking mean? But like,
hey, hey, what's up?
Because I got my hair cut and I was like, ooh.
Oh, like TikTok comments.
Yeah. But the thing is, the meanest comments are from your own followers.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what is that dynamic?
Oh, I want to talk about this too. I got a DM. Well, this is like multiple people. There's just a weird line between, I don't want to sound like an asshole, but just like, there's no like nice way to say it. Like, we're not in real life friends. And like, to DM me and be like, I posted something about like, oh, I'm doing my hair. And some girl was like, no, why the fuck would you do that? And like, I went back to the old DM she had and they were all fucking rude like that. Like, we're not friends in real life. Like, my in real life friends don't talk to me like that. Why are you talking to me like that?
Yeah, that's exactly how it's like this weird. I think that whole like culture of that, like people thinking they're like besties with influencers, I think it started with Enya and Drew when they would be like, you look so greasy, Drew, like in videos. And then the comments are like, you greasy, ugly fucking pig.
Yeah.
And then he's like, what? And I think that it like kind of started from their followers and like fans being so, like, because their fans are mean to them. Enya gets a haircut, they're like, it's dead, you ugly bitch. Like, stop. And then Enya's like, okay.
It's also we love them, by the way. It's also just weird with like, I think spanning off of that with people who do the kind of videos we do where it's just like, here's me speaking and not thinking about
it's
anything
very
I'm
like
saying.
Personal.
It's just like, oh, so like I'm seeing into your entire life right now in 15 seconds. So I'm just going to treat you how I think, like, I don't know. It's weird.
But do you treat your friends like that? Like, do they get a haircut? And are you like, you're fucking ugly today?
Yeah. And if you do, you should probably rethink something.
You had a haircut as well.
I did.
A dye. I think it looks amazing.
Thank you. It took 6 hours and I love it. And Bleach London did it. Love Bleach London. My comments right now are like, you look like a grandma. You look like our teacher. But a lot of them are really nice. But I don't even think that's mean. I kind of like that.
Yeah.
I like to just look like, I want to look like something's off.
I like to be told I look odd, but like it crosses a line at some point. You also got a spray tan though. And I think it's a me thing.
So like about that spray tan, I like kind of get myself into situations sometimes, and by that I mean like most of the time, like I don't really know what's going on, and I was like, I need to be like a bronzed beautiful goddess for Lollapalooza because I'm like so pale that like the sunlight hits me and it's disturbing to look at, and I just like look off. But I needed a spray tan, so I was like, I'm gonna find a place. And I looked on Google and like so many reviews were so bad, and it was like, I look orange as fuck. And I'm like, I'm gonna have orange hair, I can't look orange. Well, I guess it's copper, but I was like, I can't look orange. Okay, anyways, the microphone hit me in the face. Let me talk like 10 times faster because I actually think I'm
no, I was doing
enough.
That when I was telling the story, I was like, don't have the hair, no, you're good.
I was looking up reviews and there was only one place that had all good reviews. And it was like, this is the most natural looking tan I've ever had. Like, oh my God. And I was like, duh, I'm going to go there. First of all, it was 45 minutes away in Marina Del Rey. So like, I guess I really didn't look that up. And then like, after like I looked at the reviews, I was like, probably should have like gone on the website or like maybe like the Instagram
like
or something.
The studio.
But then I went on the Instagram yesterday and Ethan and Grayson Dolan went there once. So I was like, oh, like, I'm going to look so good because, like, they have abs and, like, they're good looking. So, like, I'm going to look good. I get a text in the morning. Also, I had to pay before I even went, which I understand. I don't know. I just get myself into situations. But I don't know.
If someone was, like, if someone told Emmy that a glass of water at a restaurant was $75, you would just be like, okay.
What do you do at that point? They're like, I drank it and it's $75. I'd be like, I guess I drank it, like, here.
Yeah.
What do I say? No. That'd be so fucked up. If I got like a Coca-Cola and they're like $25, I'd be like, fuck. And then I'd give it to them. And then I'd still have to tip. That'd be fucked up. Anyways, I go and I book this spray tan appointment. And then the lady texts me, I guess. I thought it was like the company texting me. And then they send a picture of where to park. And it was just like a parking garage. And I'm like, okay, like, yeah, I'll park in the parking garage. And they're like, text me when you're here. I'm like, okay, like, sure, I'll text you when I'm there. So like I like get there and it's like kind of looks like an apartment building. And I'm like, wait a minute. Like, I'm really confused. And then I, like, thought, like, maybe it was one of those, like, is it called peer space? I don't know. Not peer space. Yeah, like, you just rent out certain rooms. Like, maybe someone made a tanning salon in this place. I text her and I say, here. And then she comes outside to get me. And I'm like, oh, looks like we're walking into an apartment
building. She's like, it's just apartment number 258. You're like, what?
No, yeah. Like, she comes out and we start walking in and it's actually like a full-ass apartment building. And I'm like, well, I guess I'm already in here and I already paid, girl. So, like, we're going. And then we walk in and it's like her literal apartment. And I just, like, want to skip part of the story. I was like, booty cheek naked in her closet. like I get in there and like first of all, this woman did an amazing job. I will go back. And
yeah, I mean, I think it looks great.
She was so nice too. This is not supposed to be mean to her at all. Like, I literally love it, but
it's just the circumstances.
I just thought like I was going to a salon and I was really confused when it wasn't. But I think she like looked up like tanning salon music on YouTube and it was just like a picture of a palm tree and like generic salon music playing on her TV. And then she's like, sit on the couch, and she hands me an iPad mini and she's like, fill this out. And I was like, oh, okay.
I thought, like, you were gonna be like, she hands me an iPad mini and it's like Among Us and you're just like like you're just like playing in the lobby.
No, the lobby, her living room couch.
Oh, you know what I mean.
I like whatever. And then I was gonna do like no top and then like wear my bottoms because like I have a bunch of tops for Lala that like have like weird necklines. So and like in the email it was like, you can wear nothing, but if you're a man, wear bottoms. And I was like, well, I'm gonna wear bottoms because like I don't need my fucking vagina spray tanned. Well, anyways, to get to that, she like makes me shove cotton balls in my nose and ears. And
I thought you were going somewhere else with that, and I was about to say,
oh, I'm going somewhere. Anyways, she makes me shove cotton in my ears and my nose, and then like put these feet things on and like a hair cap. And then I like was wearing my bottoms and like no shirt, so I'm like already pretty uncomfortable because I just have like cotton shoved all over my face and like I'm half naked. And then she's like, okay, like, what kind of tan do you want? I was like, oh, I just want to look like sun-kissed. Like, maybe I, like, went to Florida on vacay or something. And then she's like, well, how did you tan when you were, like, a kid? And I was like, oh, I got, like, pretty dark. But now I wear sunblock all the time. So, like, I don't burn, but I don't really tan. And then she's like, but when you were a kid, like, you tanned a lot. And I was like, yeah. And then she's like, okay, so let's do medium dark. And I was like, let's not. And then she's like, no, let's do medium dark. And I was like, I don't think we should do that. And then she's like, no, like, we're gonna. I'm like, what am I gonna say? No. So she's doing it. And I'm like, oh, well, let me backtrack again. I'm like wearing the bottom. She's like, that's gonna look really weird. And I'm like, that's okay. Like, no one's gonna be looking down there. And she's like, no, like, you shouldn't. And I'm like, no, that's like, it's fine.
She's like no, I insist. She pantses you.
Basically, I basically just had like, there's like a string line on the side because it was like a cloth piece of cloth this big covering like my puss lips basically. So like I'm just standing there with like a tiny piece of cloth over my vagina, like not even underwear or anything. And I'm like basically butt naked and also I was like in her closet and like I'm in this lady's closet.
Was like, it like clothes in her closet?
It was like she just put up like this tent thing. I don't know, but I was just like butt naked in a lady's closet getting sprayed. And it like I like had to stand in a lot of really weird positions because she had to get like every crevice of my body.
Well, I feel like that's kind of normal. I feel like
it's kind of normal to be butt naked in a lady's closet in Marina Del Rey.
But I feel like it's kind of, I feel like I would feel awkward at first, but it's kind of better than being at a salon with a bunch of other people that are there.
But then that's like, it's normal to be like butt naked in a, yeah, I'm like fair. In a lady's closet. I've never met her. She also asked, like, she's like, you pronounce her name like Emmy, right? Then she was trying to make conversation. And I'm like butt naked with cotton balls in my nose. And
you're
like,
yeah, my
name's Emmy. She's like, arms up. I'm like, and she's like, who are you going to Lala with? I'm like, oh, like my friends. Like, it was like, really awkward. She like finishes whatever. And then sorry. I look in the mirror and I'm like, kind of really dark. And I'm like, okay, like I'm freaking out.
You're scared you're going to have a Nikita Dragon moment.
Yeah. So like I was like, okay, like is this what it's going to look like? But then I was like, oh wait, no, I have to like rinse off. It's probably going to lighten up. But then she's like, no, like it has to develop for like 8 more hours. It'll get darker. And I'm like, oh, so I thought maybe I was accidentally going to have a moment of Nikita Dragon.
It looks exactly how you look when you tan.
Oh, I know. It turned out fine, thank God. But yeah. I called Brie and I was like, girl, do I just rinse it off now? And she's like, no, it'll probably be fine. Thank God it is. But
imagine if you rinse it off and there's just like drips like all down your face. No. Is that how it works? I don't know how.
And the most important part to tan was like right here, and I wore this jacket and the zipper hit it over and over, so it's just like scratched and kind of pale. But that was my experience being butt naked in a random lady's closet yesterday, and I just feel like I happen to get myself into a situation like that once a week. I don't know how.
Yeah,
but I'm tan now. I'm like a tan beautiful bronze goddess or something.
It sounds amazing.
It is kind of amazing. And I have bangs.
What else? Oh, we went to One Direction night. That was so much fun.
I literally have never wanted to just like croak on the floor. Like
croak, like literally die.
Yeah, like because it was so fantastic.
I realized like we went to Taylor Swift night and we went to One Direction night. I didn't realize like how many like lyrics are just stored in my brain forever from like her and One Direction. Like a song would come on, I would know every single word. I wouldn't know the name of it. And I was having a grand old time, super, super drunk.
I don't know how we got that drunk because, like, we're like, we can't get, like...
We stopped drinking at, like, 10 p.m.
Yeah, we stopped drinking at, like, 10 p.m. And then we're like, we can't, like, get crazy drunk because my parents were coming the next morning. And we got there and we just shared a Truly, which was $16 for a tall boy. Like, what the fuck? But
yeah, my
just,
water was, like, 15.
Yeah. What the fuck? Girl, yeah. There's a sink in the bathroom.
I know, but I just wanted to hold the can. It was like liquid death. It was like
it was that
of those,
kind of water.
Yeah. Girl, you drank it.
Oh, yeah, because I remember.
Oh, I remembered. I was like drunk, but like I feel like I wasn't that bad. There was moments where it was just so hot that like I wasn't even like, I think Emmy kept thinking, I think you thought I was way more drunk than I was because I literally was like this.
Yeah.
Because I thought I was going to pass out from how hot it was. It was like that bad.
It was really weird singing. Everyone like around our age that like loved One Direction when they were 12 just drunk and high and like
crying. Was odd. That was really odd. It's like I literally like we all were 15 years old at one point. Like ugh. Like the same bitches that would like cry when they saw Louis like smoking a cigarette are now like smoking a blunt like outside. Like it was very odd.
Yeah, but it was like a lot of fun. And then we like thought we pre-scheduled an Uber, but Ian scheduled it for
Sunday.
Yeah, the wrong day. So we had to wait maybe an hour and a half after to get home. Also to even get in, we had to wait an hour and a half.
And yeah, it was really long. People kept like recognizing us and trying to get us to cut the line and it just like felt odd. And
we had to go to the back.
We don't want to do all that.
But I have a piss my pants prob, and like I wasn't gonna piss my pants before Wendy night, so
I
did.
Let's talk about the piss for the segment.
I have a different piss thing for that.
Oh, okay, work.
Basically,
welcome back.
I tried to just walk into this hotel and pee, and he was like, "No," and I was like, "Okay, yeah." And then like Ian peed in a bush because I don't have a penis, and then I had
I
to just
peed
spawn
and that
an
shit
alley.
Was dripping down my shoes.
It was dripping down the sidewalk too.
I saw a TikTok comment and it said, I hate people that think that piss and shit is like a conversation topic. Yes,
me
it
too.
Is, bitch.
No, I think that's
it
gross.
Is.
That's disgusting.
I
want to
hear about everyone's piss and
I
shit.
Don't. That's so gross.
Send us your best piss your pants stories. Rate the podcast 5 stars
and tell us,
tell
your,
us
piss
your best
your pants
piss story.
Story.
And we'll read it. We'll read one piss story.
Yeah, we'll read one piss story a week.
We should actually do that.
I will
too.
And then we can like compare similar piss stories that we have.
Yeah.
Actually, that's gross. I don't want to do that.
So. You had to pee. You had to go.
Oh, I just kind of like squatted in a corner and Bestie Ian covered me up.
I have a photo on my phone.
You don't need to share it.
Oh, okay.
It's just me kind of squatting.
It was so funny. Emmy was like trying to sneak alcohol in. And the guy caught her. She said, sorry.
Yeah, I put like alcohol in my sock and he goes, what is that? And I just pull it out. I go, sorry. And then I like turned around, threw it in the trash. And
but
I
they
was
were
like,
chill. I chugged it. You handed it to me and I chugged like half of the water bottle and
what
it was
the
like a
freak. I literally was like,
All right. No, because I was like, can she chug it too? And the lady was like, once she passed, she can't. I was like, are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah. And then we just got rid of it. But they were, I'm pretty sure I literally handed it. I was like, can I go now? And he's like, yeah.
Yeah. That's but so it was awkward. Fun. It was.
I don't even think he was pointing that out. I'm not going to lie. I think he like something else or my belt or something went off. And I thought it was that because I was drunk. And I was like, I literally had to go like this. I had to lean down, pull my pants up, pull it on my sock and go, sorry. That's embarrassing.
That's actually super no, it's awkward. Not. But people were like buying me shots though. You just weren't noticing. Like I was trying to get your attention, and then by the time someone got it, it got like spilt over.
I was living the but fantasy.
It was so much fun. People came up to us and it was fun. I love like I don't care if we're out. If we're at like a club setting, I don't care. Like everyone,
oh, I don't
like,
care either. I
got so many DMs being like, I was so scared to come up to you, and I was like, I don't know why.
We don't care, and also we just like found a whole group to hang out with. Like it was so fun.
It's fun, but anything I did while I was drunk, no, I did not.
Same.
Don't tweet about it.
No,
like,
I didn't.
Please, because I saw some tweets and I was like, no, you didn't.
I saw the one tweet, and yeah. I think you know what I'm talking about. I was yeah. like, we did not do that,
and I was like, that is not actually what happened.
That was
not correct.
Mo and Ian.
Yes, that was somebody else. That was other TikTokers.
Yeah.
Anyways. On the list of things to talk to,
anyways.
Jeffree Star owns a farm.
Jeffree Star owns a, what is it, a yak?
Yeah.
A yak farm. Did you know that? He has a whole farm. And he like, well, not, I sound way too excited.
Yeah, you're like, yes.
No, I'm just like confused because what the fuck? I don't know. He just like has a farm now and he's like, here's my ranch. Like, okay, why?
He does
why?
Makeup testing on animals there. I'm kidding. Wait, have you ever seen that tweet? And it's like, a monkey in like full drag.
I
and
thought
it's like I thought that that's what like testing makeup on animals was.
Yeah, and so did I until I saw that and then read the comments and then it was like no girl.
No, they make like bunnies like huff the fumes.
Until I
they
thought
die.
It was just like give a
like, well, like give no. a dog a makeover.
Yeah, but like testing mascara, you gotta put it on their eyelashes.
I mean, come on.
Stop. I'm looking this up because I actually feel like for eyelashes. Hold on, I'm just gonna sit on Twitter the rest of the episode. If you're testing mascara.
Ugh, might as well check my phone to see what's going on.
Does, I just burped, sorry. Does it go on their eyelashes?
Just got a text.
What are your last five Google searches?
I'm scared. My last five Google searches?
List of, I'm not asking for that. Okay, can I?
Communist. Cost of living calculator. Oh, I can't say that one. No, not because it's like bad, but because it's like embarrassing, but not in like a way that I'm usually embarrassing myself way. Does LA have a high number of fake psychics? Can you drink on prednisone, which is antibiotic, and gay army meme? This is right.
I don't want to read a lot of mine, but one of mine is why can't I hold my pee? So
fair enough.
Fair enough.
Also, I went out the other day. I think it's a meme. I went out the other day without Emmy, and it felt so weird, and I think that I've just decided that I don't like going out without Emmy. It was like an odd experience. It was very odd. I don't know what else to say about that, too, either. Also, why the fuck do clubs close so early in LA?
We went to Rocco's till 2 a.m. on a Sunday.
Yeah, that's, like, early. Like, if the club was open till 6 in the morning, I'm not kidding, I would be there till 6 a.m.
It's probably good for both of us that it's not.
No, because my boyfriend was telling me in Texas, he was like, oh, yeah, when I went to the club, like, I get back at, like, 8 in the morning. I need to go to Texas.
Because you're from Texas.
You're from Texas, Brittany.
Oh, they'll stay open until, like, 4.
Oh, also, our guest is Brittany. We didn't even say that.
Oh, yeah, our guest is Brosk.
Brosk.
Oh, my God. I just have one last statement. Ian gets to meet Ricky Dillon without me, and I'm pissed off. Anyways.
Yeah, I'm going to a party this weekend, and Emmy's going to be out of town, and I think all of O2L is gonna going be there. To be except for Sam.
I'm just going to a...
Why did
just
you
going
say...
to a music fest.
Have you ever seen Sam Potter with his dog everywhere?
Yeah, we... At Chase Keys thing, we pet his dog.
Yeah, but then also at Playlist, he had his dog.
That's me.
It's very confusing. Remember that?
That's me trying to bring CeCe everywhere.
Anyways, our next guest is Sam Potter.
So? Anyways.
Pennywise. Let's have her out.
I suppose we should probably have our guests out, maybe.
Probably.
We should probably. All right,
to everybody. Our next time you see us will be with Brittany Broski. Welcome our aunt Brittany. Hello, guys. We have our aunt, self-proclaimed aunt
Brittany.
Our pube specialist.
Name? Here's the dynamic. Okay, come on.
What'd you say?
I said our pubes specialist.
Well,
here's the dynamic. I'm Aunt Brittany or Aunt Brittany, and these are my cousins, Cousin E.E. and Cousin Emmy Hall.
Wouldn't we be your nephew and niece?
No, you're still my
cousin. Well, you're our cousin, too.
Yeah, I don't know y'all's mom. Y'all are just like the cousins.
Well, you know my mom. You just met her.
Yeah, that's what was, not like your mom. What
was, you're going to be my mom.
I came out of her puss.
Like, you love saying my puss.
You love saying my puss lives fine. This. My
I came out of her vagine.
Yeah,
her vagania.
Her bobs and vaginar.
What?
Okay.
You know, like when people DM you and they're like, please show bobs.
No, never got
like
that.
Boobs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes show bobs and vaginar.
I do get penis pics sometimes. And
really?
I'm like, so what do you want from this? Like, what is coming out of this?
One bet.
Or I get, why do I find you attractive?
That's fucked up.
I'm like, bitch, why? I don't fucking know. Like, thank you. Like, what a great compliment. Anyways, we've been waiting for Brittany to come for so long.
She's just like a booked and busy woman.
She's so booked. She's booked. She's busy.
Yeah.
She's ready to slay.
And I'm with the besties.
Some might say.
That was good.
That was really good. The first thing we have written down is Brittany shows us her pubes when she's drunk.
Oh, yeah.
I want to address the rumors.
Brittany drinks a sip of a Four Loko and she's like, do you guys want to see my pubes? And we're all like, no. And then she's like, are you sure?
You act like it's just me.
Because
me and Ian go off in the bathroom. We say we should go get Emmy and show our pubes.
It's like it's, one sip of alcohol. And we're like, we got to show her.
It's like bonding.
It is. I don't know what level of bonding that is.
I don't know why I'm always involved because I'm not a part of this most of the time. Maybe if I'm really drunk, sure.
You like the show, though.
Yeah.
Who decided that? You?
You always come to the bathroom.
Because I'm drunk and you guys are like, come on, just come. And you're like, look. And then you just both pull your pants down.
We don't show like
Ian's pube and balls.
Ian, you pull your balls out of your zipper. What do you mean? Like, I don't show.
Yeah, but I don't think I've done that in person.
Ian literally like, what? Ian, you'll walk around my house and you'll undo your fly and your balls will be out and you'll just sit there until I notice. Or like we'll be at a...
Don't say it like it's not funny. Like, oh, no, you're saying it in like a creepy way.
I think it's not creepy. I think it's hilarious. And if I did think it was creepy, I would say something. I think it's fucking funny.
Yeah.
But like, we'll be at Target too sometimes and he'll be like, Emmy. And I'll like look at the shelf because I'm like, what is he looking at? But his entire ass is out or something.
Yeah, you do that.
Well, no one's ever in the hallway. Like, it's just like, we're not like flashing people.
Yeah. No.
Intentionally.
Well, each other intentionally.
Yeah. No, I've seen your balls more times than I can count.
I've seen your balls. I've seen your boobs.
Yeah. It's funny every time.
I've seen a couple titties from Ms. Broski.
It's funny every time.
I've seen my whole.
Yeah. Do you want to tell the story? Should we tell it? Probably not. Probably.
Why not? Brittany's entire naked body in a bathtub and she was eating a breadstick crying. And she was sitting there butt naked going, can someone hold my pinky?
I was the drunkest we've ever been. We poured vodka and sangria.
I didn't. And okay, she kept spitting. I was really drunk, but she kept like spitting in the corner going, someone hold my pinky. And then I was
your
like,
pinky?
Sure. She was making people do this.
Touch. I needed physical
touch. She wanted this. And then I gave her a breadstick. I'm like, eating it. And then she like took a bite like this. And she also, while she was sobbing, was going, or like, she'd be like,
that was a bonding experience.
Remember when we played We Aren't Are We Really Strangers? What is it called?
We're Not Really Strangers.
We're Not Really Strangers.
We
and started crying.
We were in Emmy's house
in the bathroom.
We had just gone to the pool and we were drunk.
We were in the
and
bathtub.
Emmy got into, or you and Ian got into the bathtub, put on your swimsuits, and you shaved Ian's leg hair and it was floating in the bathwater. And meanwhile, we're like, what's your biggest fear in life?
Wait, was it after Hamburger Mary's?
Yeah, it was. And then Cece was like drinking the bathwater or like trying to, and we were like, no, Cece, no. And then
that's gonna make me gag.
It literally started where it was like, what are your hobbies? And then like,
what's
later
something
on
you would change about me
later. Yeah. and then Brittany like pulled out a card and it was like, what's the hardest thing that you've had to go through? And Brittany's like, just like sometimes on the internet. Like, me and Emmy were like in the bathtub, like half naked, like, what do we do here? To be fair, when I say half naked, I mean we were literally in our bathing suits. So it wasn't like that weird.
It was a lot. I don't think that's the situation in which we should have played that game. But we didn't.
I don't think we should have.
I don't think there would have been another situation.
I don't think we're capable.
Yeah.
We also like definitely didn't play it right. Like, no, there would be one, there was, like, cards we had to, like, draw it, and we were like, no.
And Cece kept chewing on the cards.
Yeah, Cece, like, ate some of the cards.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I've seen more of you guys than I ever thought I would, and it's been a bonding experience every single time.
Speaking
I saw your butt slice in Chicago.
Your butt slice?
Yeah. Okay, fun fact. I had a tumor removed from my butt cheek.
I wanted to play with it. I mean, what if I made a necklace if I put the butt tumor in, like a jar?
Like, embalmed in, like, a fluid?
Yeah.
Remember when Oomph ripped my whole nail off and then his apology was making it into a necklace and giving it to me? My entire nail.
Why does he remember like we were there?
No, because he remembers me telling him.
No, yeah.
He ripped my entire nail off because we were like fist fighting. For fun. Like, we used to have fight nights. Because my friend's entire basement was like padded. I don't know why. But we
padded?
Were just like. Yeah, it had like.
You were like, yeah, I had a lock, but it was from the outside.
No, not padded like that. You know, like gymnastics mats?
Yeah.
It was like full of those. And we would just like, we had a really like toxic friend group. It'd be like, let's beat the shit out of each other this weekend. So we would just like go like,
let's beat the shit out of each other
yeah,
this weekend.
Yeah, we would go all fight in our base. That sounds so weird. Anyways,
he
ripped my whole nail off. And then I was like, damn, my nail's gone. And then like, he made a necklace out of it. We're not friends anymore.
That makes me actually ill, like physically.
Yeah, I hurt. Ugh. What's going on?
Anyway, yeah, I had a tumor removed. It's fine. It wasn't cancerous.
I wanted to do a video where I took care of Brittany's like ass after the surgery and was like her nurse, and she was opposed to the idea.
Yeah, it's gonna be a no for me.
I don't know
I
why.
Appreciate the effort.
Sometimes too. I have ideas, and Brittany's like, "So what made you think of that?" I wanted to do a YouTube video where like me, you, and Emmy like chewed on Polly Pocket clothes. And like rated.
I still
that.
Will.
I would do that.
I told you. You said so. Why?
Yeah, I want to know why.
Mean no.
Yeah, it wasn't a hard no.
It was a not now.
It was a girl.
You were
I
like,
would do it
PM.
Not for a video. I just like the taste.
I do too. That shit is yummy.
Dip it in some Chick-fil-A sauce.
No one said that.
Okay, whatever.
Because you so would you swallow the Chick-fil-A
you swallow
sauce?
Swallow the sauce.
Well, and suck it off the plastic piece of clothing. And
did you guys ever used to take washcloths and drink the water out of it?
Yes. Yeah, or like your hair. You would put water in your hair. And go.
Yes.
It would taste delicious.
So I would not
used to do
that.
Like Spider-Man, it would like come down my arm.
Yeah, and then you like point.
Yes, I would do that. Have you ever seen the thing where it's like that girl? It's like a tweet, and it's like I had this Miley Cyrus pillow, and I used to fill it up with milk and suck on it.
Ew. Ew!
It was a Webkinz.
There was a Hannah Montana pillow one too.
Yeah.
And she posted the pic.
I stuck on it one. The Webkinz one. I'm gonna cry. Hold on, I'm hot. The Webkinz one, where she used to pour milk on it and split it.
What?
She said, "I loved the noise."
She would pour milk on it and like slam it against her wall. She liked the noise it made.
I swear, if it was water, I'd put them in the bath, like all my sand animals, and just throw them around.
That's just with milk, because she would do it with milk.
Did you guys ever used to give her stuffed animals baths?
No.
Me neither.
Yeah, that sounds really fucking gross.
Yeah, that sounds
that's
weird.
That's so fucking weird.
Yeah.
You're like, I used to suck on my hair. And I mean, like, I played with my stuffed animals in the bath, and you're like, you're a fucking
No, I didn't play with them in the bath. I gave them a bath.
Oh.
Yeah.
With your spit?
No, with the bathtub and soap.
I've cleaned that before. I've like cleaned a stuffed animal.
Well, I would like okay.
And like put it in the dryer because I found like a thing that my boyfriend liked at Goodwill, and it was a stuffed animal, and I was like, this is kind of like gross because it's a stuffed animal, and I just like scrubbed it down with like a toothbrush.
You can put it in the washer.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't want it to get messed up.
I have to send my penguin to a stuffed animal restorer.
R.I.P.
I found
you
a
need
lady.
To call Doc McStuffins.
No, I basically did. I found a lady. I'm sending it to her. And she's fixing it for me.
Really? Because I saw that video and I saw the comments, and it was like, she's booked till 2022, bitch. Good luck.
I found a different lady. Well, that lady DM'd me too.
Oh, really?
But the first lady has eyes for him because the second lady was like, you need to find his eyes. They're gone.
Really? I found an eye.
She ripped both the eyes back out, ripped the back of him.
Beat that bitch up.
Oh, wait.
Fuck that bitch up.
If you don't know, Emmy has a penguin that she loves.
Yeah. Stuffed. And my dog fucked it up.
It's like her top priority. When she gets home drunk, she's like, where's my penguin?
Yeah, and I have to hide it before I leave so she doesn't get. She got it while I was asleep. I was sleeping in my arms. I thought, no, this is really embarrassing. I was like, I thought my dog was.
What?
Slow?
Oh my God.
Did you pet your sister? If you didn't hear Emmy, because she went away from the mic, her family's in town, and she petted her sister.
I just reached down and pulled the hair. I thought it was my dog. It's my sister.
Crying.
It was her leg hair.
And my sister's head. And I was petting it, and I was like, damn, this bitch furry. And I looked down, it was Nikki's head. I was like, sorry. I thought it was my dog. Ow, that hurt. I can't hear now.
Well, going back to seeing every part of ourselves.
Yeah.
We have to talk about piss.
Oh, finally.
Our segment, Piss Course.
Brittany pissed her pants every 5 minutes.
So do you.
Yeah, but
I mean, you got a spray tan yesterday. And then
I peed part of it off.
Yeah, a stream
Brittany
down your lip.
Peed in Olive Garden, in an Uber, more than once. In my house, probably. On the couch at our Airbnb, on the couch at the other Airbnb, on the floor at the Airbnb.
Shit.
She just like laughs and then she's like,
yeah, I get drunk and I start laughing. I can't continue.
Girl, you got sober and you start peeing.
That's also true. It's I got funny friends.
How are you going to pee in the Olive Garden booth?
Because
we were sober.
We were there. We were stone cold sober at fucking Olive Garden having a nice family dinner. And Ian is on the other side of the booth from me and there's a child behind me. And the child keeps staring at Ian and making little noises. He keeps staring at Ian and going back to the family and doing one of these. And Ian finally had enough and goes, yeah, you did, you did. The kid did. Scott down and I laughed so hard I peed.
No, we were at an Olive Garden and it was like a fucking preschool, like just got out of class. Yeah. There were kids just like running around the Olive Garden.
That time?
Yes, I remember. It wasn't only that table, it was literally multiple tables.
We saw
everywhere.
Tony Lopez's penis that day.
That was the day that the helicopter video came out. We were watching it under the table.
The helicopter
at the
video.
Olive
the helicopter rescue.
At the neighborhood Olive Garden, we was watching Tony
Why
Lopez.
Why do people
still
fucking give him interaction?
He still gets millions on his videos.
Anyways.
I blocked them both from coming up on anything of mine.
Yeah.
Same. Anyways, pissing. I peed myself. Ooh, I keep doing this thing where like, so guys pee a little bit differently than girls. And
you sit down to pee.
I do sit down to pee. It's so much work. Like if I'm at my house, like why the fuck am I standing up to pee?
You sit down to pee everywhere.
I know, but like why? Like why would I stand up? I have a weird pee stream. It goes in two different directions. I'm not kidding. Like
a bifurcated pee-pee.
Bifurcated?
Means two ways.
It goes, yeah. And then it just like gets everywhere. And then I'm like, this is too much work. I'm just sitting down and pushing it in the toilet. And sometimes my balls touch the water.
D-nut.
D-nut. Got him.
Got him.
Wonky slash. Bruh.
All right, sorry.
Boy, what the hell, boy?
Girl, sorry. Come on.
All right, I'm done.
Anyways. So sometimes when you're a guy, you have to, like, jiggle it off. You have to, like, jiggle it off and, like, you don't wipe.
I'm listening.
Just let me talk about jiggling my pee-pee in peace.
Let me talk about my balls.
Wait,
no.
How low do your balls hang if they hit the water?
No, sometimes the water's high. Sometimes my dick touches
it, too. I feel
like
the water's, like, literally, like, this tall. So, like, I'll lower
it. It depends
balls.
Where you
You're
go.
Submerging your dick in the water to pee. Your whole dick and balls is
No, let me finish. Okay, so my mom like sent me underwear one time, like a while back. And for some reason on the box I said it was glow in the dark and I was like, what does that even mean?
Britney peed, so like Britney.
Girl,
are you crying?
A little bit.
Are you crying and peeing?
You pee.
Can you pick one?
Yeah, I pee a little bit. Whatever.
Pick one.
I'm thinking about Ian tucking his dick and balls. And around the car and he turns his dick into his
stomach. Yeah. Ian will put his penis, like he'll tuck it and it'll just go.
It's a talent. So you just, so The guy viewers out there, all three of you, the three gay men that probably listen to this podcast, and my cousin who's straight. So it's a talent. You talk everything back, and then there's like just nothing at the surface, so then you just hit it as hard as you can. And then it's a show. Anyways, show. I pissed all over my underwear.
Okay.
That was my story.
That your mom sent you.
Yes, and they're glow in the dark. And something about the piss mixed with the glow in the dark underwear looks like I
have a disease.
No, it stains my underwear in a weird way. Even after I washed it, and like it just, I put them on and it looks like
splooge.
There's splurge all over it.
Ermagerd splurge. Sorry.
Ermagerd splurge. I love her, my girl.
Emmy brought it back. Or was that you?
I brought it back.
Okay. You brought it back and then I heard it from Emmy.
One time I sent Emmy like 50 Irma Gerd gifts and I actually like vomited from laughing. It was like 3 in the morning. I was fully sober. Like Irma Gerd hurt derg.
So good.
Right. Like Irma Gerd purred curd.
Purst Malern.
Irma Gerd Purst Malern.
Yep.
These oh nuts.
Gosh. What the hell, boy?
I bought lady urinals.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you gotta try one.
A 2-pack?
Yeah, it came with two. You just, well, I've...
Explain, we this is we're it, still in the piss category.
Okay, I'm gonna...
Portable?
Yeah, girl. Look, hold on. Break, sorry. Well, not break. I'm just like pulling up the TikTok.
It looks like a schmilbo.
No, it doesn't.
Wait.
A little bit.
You put it in you?
No, you just like put it on... You just hold.
Oh,
you,
that looks so unsanitary.
No, well, yeah,
dude.
It's probably like disgusting. Ew, I'm probably gonna get some sort of infection.
You holding the urinals like on that
video. I just like figured like I'm gonna pee my pants at Lala, and I like can't really do that because
you're gonna drop your pants in the middle of the.
No, I'm gonna unzip them, and it's like
I've
it's
done
like
that.
You can like I can just shove it in there.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
I've done
I'm
that.
Gonna shove
I've
it.
Peed in a pit before.
Ian.
Oh my gosh, wait, I actually have.
Oh,
I
can
fully...
I finish my sentence?
Yeah,
sorry.
Anyways, you can like unzip your pants, shove it in there. The little stick hangs out. I'm just going to pee in a bush.
So it funnels it out.
Yeah, and I'm going to keep one in my car because I pissed in a cup at Six Flags, missed the cup all over the car, all over my pants, and then I had to walk into Six Flags.
What if...
I was going to the water park, though.
So you know very well that smell of piss on jeans. It's a very specific stench.
Yep. And it's probably going to be all over me.
It sounds like you know it pretty well, too.
I do.
No,
I do.
My thing...
Are you wearing jeans right now?
Nope.
When I saw it, the hole is, like, small. So what if you pee too much and it just, like, fills up?
It wouldn't fill up. Your stream isn't going to... Nothing's blocking it to fill
up. Oh, I piss hard.
Yeah, so it would just shoot straight out.
Oh, really? I didn't know.
Yeah, it, like, cups your... It cups your...
Puss?
Yeah, it cups your puss.
Cups Ian's puss lips.
Yeah, and then like the tube, it funnels. I'll show you later.
I'd like to
I
see it.
I already packed
action.
It away, but I could.
I would like I to see it in action.
Wait, no. I took a video, but like obviously you couldn't see the bottom half. No, I was just like top half. I was like, Jenna, I'm going to test it. And it was me going, oh my God, it works. I did it in my toilet.
I want to, yeah.
One time
try
I tried
it.
Peeing standing up, like without anything. Like I just thought, like maybe I could just aim it. I think you were over my house, maybe, or I FaceTimed you.
I was over.
I just stood over the toilet and was wondering.
These are things that, like, 5-year-olds do.
And I didn't do it when I was 5, and now I'm 22 and want to know.
Okay. Yeah.
I did miss fair. The whole toilet. It went everywhere.
Wait. Well. Speaking of Jenna, did you get a phone call from, like, me and Emmy at, like, 3 in the morning, like, a couple of days ago? Like, did you get a phone call?
Did I?
Yeah. Because when we were drunk after One Direction night.
Oh, we literally couldn't find an Uber. We're like, let's call Jenna and Jordan.
Emmy was like, call Jordan. And I was like, no, he's not going to come pick us up.
No, you did not say no. You literally were like, yeah, let's call Jordan. And you called Jordan on your phone.
Your phone was dead.
Well, you literally, don't act like you literally didn't
First
think
we called
it was
Jake
the best idea.
50 times.
You thought it was a good idea, too.
I don't know why. Like, Jordan would not have picked us up.
My brain thought Jake Paul. We called Jake Paul like 50 times.
We did.
Oh, okay.
I still haven't met Jake Paul.
Good.
Ooh. I have at the mall when I was 15.
I've met Bryce Hall.
It's not the same.
Jake Paul, Bryce Hall.
It's close enough at this
gotta
point.
Gotta catch them all.
Brittany.
Sorry.
Okay. Hello, there's an awkward cut because we had to cut something out. Anyways, should we talk about like your family that's been in town? Like your like.
Oh, yeah. My family's in town right now. And actually.
Sorry.
My family's in town right now, but I Wait, I actually have to go see it because someone's here, but I have to just.
Isn't your uncle in town?
Yeah, but I just have to go check if he's still here. I'll be back.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Let me go check. I think he's waiting.
Oh, okay.
If she brings out Skate Maloli, I'm going to start screaming. No, you guys like Skate Maloli?
Who the fuck is that? I still don't know who that is. Is that Post Malone's cousin, Skate Maloli?
No, girl.
Oh, wait. I think Emmy's uncle's here.
Fuck on, dude. Like, are we for real?
So, hi, it's Emmy's uncle, Alan.
Brittany, you look very beautiful today.
This is what we're doing. We get the mic closer. The fucking news podcast.
Okay. Hello. Oh.
You gotta talk to Alan because I'm not here.
I'm looking you up to a lie detector test.
For what? what are we lying about? Oh, guys.
Brittany, would you say you're an honest person?
Sometimes. Come on, just get it over with. Let's do it.
Do what?
Do what, Alan? What are you doing, Alan? What's going on?
I mean, you're like, come on, quivering. Let's do the bit. Or Alan, I'm sorry.
Let's do the fucking Alan bit. Let's do
it. Oh, audio listeners, Alan's if you don't here. Know, Emmy's uncle from out of town, Alan, is here to give Brittany some sort of lie detector test. Is that
yeah,
what you're
go
saying?
Set it up.
Well, now, what the fuck is that?
Please look away. Put your water down. You look very beautiful tonight, Brittany.
Thanks, Alan.
Please touch pinkies with Ian.
Like oh.
It's a lie. Companies pay you to do this.
It's a lie detector test, Brittany.
Oh, wait.
Can I see your fingers?
Is Ian going to buzz if I'm lying?
None of your business. Can I see your fingers?
Yeah. Sure, Alan.
This is it's really tight. My fingers
really fucking tight. Our little sausage fingers.
Can I maybe loosen
up? You can loosen it one. Jesus Christ. Alright. Okay.
Okay.
It was really tight. Okay.
Oh, so if you guys don't know what's happening
right now,
yeah, I'm being told from the back that I have to describe what's going on, and it's really fucking hard. So, Alan has, obviously...
Shoelaces tied to my fingers.
No.
Sorry,
Alan, what is this? This is not shoelaces. What is this? Talking to the camera?
Wires.
It's wires. We're putting Brittany on a lie detector test.
Is it working?
We're going to have to wait and see.
Oh, is that the mic?
Please stop asking questions.
Brittany, you're messing with the test.
I think we want to savor every moment slowly, slowly.
This is hurting my arm,
yeah,
Alan.
Yeah, it hurts my fingy. Oh, don't care. Loosen it one more. Okay. I hope that doesn't decrease the efficiency of this test.
It might.
My hands are clammy.
Me too.
Okay.
Just a few more things.
Where did Emmy go?
Oh, she just had to go somewhere.
I hate it so much. Like, genuinely, I hate it so much.
Why?
It makes me tingle.
This wire will tell me if you're a liar.
First of all, Alan, like, how did you even get here? Because Emmy was telling me... Emmy was telling me that you were at some hotel.
Yeah, I've been at a hotel for a while.
What's the name of the hotel?
Jail.
How did you get there?
I was selling fake IDs to minors.
Oh.
And I was buying packs of socks to put the fake IDs in. And then the guy at the checkout said, "Why do you keep buying socks?" And I said, "I'm selling fake IDs to minors." So he actually wasn't too happy about that. Anyways.
Well, I heard that before that. What else? How did you even end up selling fake IDs, Alan?
Well, I was in the Air Force for a while, and then I committed tax fraud. But then I was a school bus driver, too. And then I also worked at the news station.
Oh.
In the Bonefish Grill.
Yeah. And I told the weather. Watch. Yeah, but do you know what the weather is today?
What?
Sunny.
Whoa.
She's really good. He's really good. Sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to misgender Alan.
That's okay.
So what are you doing today for us? Explain.
Sorry, I'm a bit parched, so I'm going to take a sip of water.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, here I have a lie detector test. I've hooked Brittany up to it.
What? Lift your hand up. My fucking arms are attached to it. Okay, sorry. Keep going.
Hi. Yeah. Okay. Here I have a lie detector test, and I'm going to ask Brittany a few questions. So, Brittany, wait, let me turn it on. Look, 100 means you're fucking lying. 25 means you're not.
You're already lying?
I'm sorry, I'm
What's
nervous.
Your name?
Brittany.
What's your last name?
Broski.
You're lying.
I'm not.
Your last name's Tomlinson.
Okay.
How do you know that, Alan?
Because she's married to Louie. Because
it comes up on the thing. You can't see it the way I can.
Oh.
Yeah. Wait, I'm getting a call.
Oh, it's a phone, too.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I actually have an app.
I had to take off the heart monitor because it was pinching me.
Well, let me attach it to this wire just to make sure.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah, you can.
Oh, I broke it, sorry.
Actually, if you're really honest, you get this token of Disney appreciation. And it gets you one free trip to Disneyland.
Do you want to come?
It's only for you.
And me.
Alan's not
We can go together.
Alan, okay. Do you need some of the questions?
On like a date or something.
I'm okay, Alan. Okay. I think I'm busy that day.
So, the first question is, do you think that you're more famous than Ariana Grande?
No.
You're lying.
Brittany, it's
sorry.
Ariana Grande.
I'm sorry.
Are you kidding? You think you're more famous than fucking Ariana Grande?
I didn't
even
know I was lying.
That's yeah, you did. And that was a lie.
So you knew you were lying.
I'm feeling really embarrassed. Can you ask the next one?
Do you hate Ian and Emmy?
No.
Let's check.
Truth.
Look at that. 100. You hate them.
You're Brittany.
You're really going to believe Alan over me? Your friend?
Alan has a test.
I got her wired up.
Alan's test is shoestrings tied to a phone charger.
It seems pretty legit.
You're really going to believe Alan over me?
I'm sorry.
You're literally holding my hand. Next question. Can we hook Alan up to the lie detector?
Do you love Alan?
Do I love Alan? Fuck no.
That was the truth.
Brittany.
Look at him. He's scary.
I love you, Alan.
Alan, you're pretty scary. Do that into the camera. Oh, God.
How do you make your hair so beautiful?
It's actually a couple of pieces of hay that I've strung together. I've sewn together.
That was the truth.
Oh. Okay. You're starting to get more truthful.
Yeah.
Would you want to take a karate class with me after this?
Yes!
Like
with
a date?
Alan or Emmy?
With Alan.
No, I'm busy.
And we can have like a candlelit dinner.
I think I'm busy. I think he is free.
That's a lie. After therapy, you're available.
I do have therapy after this.
Your therapist's like, what'd you do today? You're like, I'm tied up with some shoestrings.
You don't want to fucking know, bitch. Sorry, Alan. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Brittany, okay. You made Alan upset.
Wait, Alan's moping. Alan, you're supposed to be like the scientist. You're not allowed to mope. All right. Sorry. All right, continue. Don't.
Alan.
Don't laugh.
Alan, I'm sorry.
Alan, seriously? Oh my God, he's having a stroke. Can I let go of Cousin E.E.'s hand?
Well, we tried to have this nice...
You just electrocuted me.
Fuck you, Alan. Put this shit off of me.
Brittany.
What the fuck?
Alan, I'm so sorry. My friend... Alan, my friend is not normally like this.
Oh, I broke it, too. I dropped...
You owe me $300.
I do?
Yeah, because you broke it.
Girl, that's a phone charger.
No, it's not. It's a lie detector test.
It's still working.
L-I-E. Which one of you is lying?
Brittany, you made Alan mad. You wouldn't go on a date with him. You don't want to take a karate class with him. And he was asking you yes or no questions. And you kept lying.
Okay, I did keep lying. But I said I would do a karate class.
How many pieces of Lego do you think you have?
At least four.
That was true.
So now you're telling the truth.
Okay, I've been telling the truth this whole time. You guys just are believing this literal predator over me.
Do you want to play a game?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Do you have the game?
Oh, so.
I like old men, too.
I have a question.
Just like you.
I have a question for you, Brittany. Okay. So, would you say that, like, celebrities, like, okay, because you've met a lot of people.
Selena Gomez is outside. Yeah.
You've met a lot of celebrities. Do you think it's like still cool to meet celebrities?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. So like, I don't know really how to segue this. So like, when it comes to like old man celebrities, like, do you think they're attractive because they're old men, or do you think they're attractive because they're like celebrities, or like what's
now, who are you talking about specifically?
There's been a couple of older men.
And you can name them.
I can't because I just see, I love him, I love him. And I'm going.
So you don't care enough as my friend to learn their
like
names.
Like Pedro Pascal.
Oh, that I one. Love Pedro Pascal. Where did Alan go?
Oh, he had dinner reservations.
Yeah, that's when he was trying to invite me to.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I guess he got another date. Whatever.
No, he told me, he said you were going. So
no,
waiting.
I didn't even want to go anyway.
Well, who's he going out with?
He's waiting for her.
Oh. Yeah.
Should I go?
Anyways, we're going to play a game called Does Brittany Think This Old Man Is Hot?
Wah, wah, wah.
Ooh, y'all have sound effects?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just
so
did
how
it.
Did you do this?
Oh. Yeah, I can get that. Sorry about that.
That was bruh. Alan. That wasn't Emmy.
Get him. You want
so we have some old men Oof. For you today.
Older. That's disrespectful.
Older. And we're just going to ask you your opinions on them.
Okay, great.
How do you feel about him?
No.
Really?
Yeah, that's a pass.
That's my chiropractor.
Why?
Yeah, it's pass.
Really? Well,
he's cracking your shit open?
Open?
Isn't open. That what chiropractors do? They bust you open?
This old man.
Oh my God, I love him on TikTok.
Oh wait, I love that old guy.
Oh.
We're having toast.
Wait, I just Googled old man.
That's a guy on TikTok.
Yeah.
So do you think he's hot?
No, that's a pass. What's his name, Steve?
We're fucking sending him this.
Yeah. Ian, you're going to feel real mad.
What about this old man?
Maybe.
Who's you can't that? Even see his face.
Okay, whatever I mean.
He looks like, what's his name?
Who is that? That's Casey Neistat.
Do you think Casey Neistat's hot?
Yeah, I do.
Brittany, this random old man, I feel like you think he saw it.
That's Dan Harmon. Who? No, it's not. You're showing the camera. I can't
yeah,
even see.
Yeah, we can't see. He's a little
he's
hot.
Sharply dressed, but it's
his mustache
no.
is very nice.
Yeah, it's gonna be a no. If that was Jeff Goldblum, I'd say yeah.
I don't know who that is.
Yes, you do. You love Jeff Goldblum.
Oh yeah, sorry.
Okay, what about this old man?
Young Joe Biden, sexy.
You
what
don't
about
think
old?
You don't think old no. Joe Biden's hot? I'm getting my chocolate ice cream. Didn't he say that? He's like, Republicans need some chocolate ice cream.
What's the one? The clip where he says, "It's good for the economy."
You guys sound like president.
People literally came up to him and they were like,
Taylor
asking
Kniff
him serious.
Taylor Kniff just fell upstairs.
Taylor Kniff fell out of the bathtub.
Alan!
If you didn't know, sometimes, like, Taylor Kniff is here. I don't fucking know why. Like, we just get paid to show up, kind of, maybe, at some point. And we just heard a giant thud, and maybe Taylor could have his booty cheek naked on the ground
yeah,
in the bathroom upstairs.
The
well, sorry. Those were the old men I had. I guess you just aren't attracted to old men as I thought you were.
Was that the test?
That was the test. I'm just very confused.
Did I win?
And now Selena Gomez, come out. What would you do if Selena Gomez just actually came out?
I would say, hey, girl.
No, you'd be excited.
What if we bring that DJ man out?
DJ Rupp.
Yeah, can we get DJ Rupp in?
I-N-D-I-A-N-A. That's Indiana. Who?
Should we go try to get him?
Yeah, can we get what's the other guy? Classist? What's his fucking name?
What?
What's his name?
Sk- Kate Maloney?
So where did classes?
You have something you want to talk about?
I just want to talk about this. I saw your close friends yesterday about how you have a breakdown and think you're an artist.
Huh?
And I do the same thing with singing.
I drew this thing and I posted it and I posted it on my close friends and I said, when I have mental breakdowns, I think I'm an artist and that I can draw or paint. And
do you ever do that?
I have draw and paint for fun. When I have a breakdown, I pretend that I won the lottery and spend $800 in an hour. Yeah.
No, Ian thinks he's a singer and I think I'm like fucking Tekashi Murakami.
So every time you post a cover, should I be concerned?
No, because that's when I'm like... That's when I like have like 20 minutes of confidence.
Okay.
Period. I think I've posted two covers, but I get sometimes I'll be really drunk and I'll be like, I could just come up with an album concept.
Literally.
And then like 20 minutes later, I snap out of it and I'm like, so what was that about?
Yeah,
I'm
going to go to James bed. Charles.
I think we should do a, me and Emmy should do
what
a podcast
mean?
Tour.
It means like at every fucking event where James Charles is like, I should sing.
I was just about to say that. Okay. We should do a podcast tour, but it's just like karaoke. Like we don't actually do like any podcast stuff. It's just karaoke.
You know that video of James Charles?
Yes, girl. We know.
The one that on the floor, he's sitting on his knees like this. He goes, happy for you.
No, like you put it out like a lot. Like we know.
No, I don't post that one.
What is that other one?
You post, I got news. I got
and the one of him on the floor.
That's Bring Me a Little Water Now.
Oh, sorry.
Girl, there's like a couple
different ones. What was the other one?
I'm not ready to die.
That one? Yeah.
That one's a classic.
And then, you believe God. Oh, yeah.
You believe God.
His harmony with himself.
Remember when? One time we went to a disclosed person's house. This person was like, I think like James Charles lives by. And me and Emmy were like, let's go vomit.
We're like, we need to go sit in front of his house and vomit. And they're like,
on James Charles's lawn.
No, I wanted to get drunk and vomit on his lawn.
Not.
Also, wait, I have a question about my haircut. Do I look like a RuPaul's Drag Race queen out of drag?
I think you look cool.
Like, you know, in like the Drag Race, why did I dress so fucking bad? like they put all, I'm sorry, they put all this money and they got like, and it's like, welcome to the workroom. And they're there in like Cookie Monster sweatpants and like a monster hat.
And their nipples are out because it's that thin tank.
Yeah,
top.
It's the
muscle tank
one
that goes in.
It goes all the way down to their belly button.
Yep.
Why do they dress like that?
Because they're working.
It's camp.
But like,
because they're literally, think about it, they're sewing, they're writing jokes, they're like actually working in the workroom. They want to be comfortable. I get it.
Work in Cookie Monster pants?
I work in my muumuu.
Muscle tank with your tits out.
I work in my muumuu. I'm also not a gay man.
You could still do that.
That's true. I could.
Yeah.
I'm going to a fairy party this week, and I was going to dress up in gay pride attire.
It's Ava's birthday party, and it's supposed to be like a wood fairy, like woods and like majestic, and Ian's going in gay pride attire.
I'm going to get that fan that's like pride.
Sisters.
And I'm going to walk into the fairy party.
I like Menderman.
Slenderman's gay cousin, I like Menderman. We always say that one, and it makes Brittany like pee herself every single time.
Her pants are going to be wet, and there's going to be a little spot on the chair when she stands.
Oh, wait. You know what? I get scared. Like the texture... The texture of the seat, like, reminds me. Have you ever been, like out in, like, the sun at, like, a picnic or something? You stand up and there's, like, an ass mark.
Yeah, girl.
This is ass mark seat texture.
Right?
It is. It's public playground material.
I don't know what's happening. We kind of didn't really, like, talk about things, but just random, like, piss and, like.
And my uncle came.
Yeah.
I love your Uncle Alan.
He loves you too.
I know.
And
he
wants
does.
To take you on a date. And he says that you have really nice hair.
Aw.
Yeah.
Brittany didn't like Alan.
He's really hurt. Look, he just texted me. He said, what the fuck?
Wait, did we ever talk about when that person, another person that we went to their house, farted?
I think we have. Maybe.
And then looked at you.
We were at this person's house, us three, and
an influencer?
Yes, an influencer.
Oh.
And he, like, we were all drinking, but he smoked a bunch, and he's standing there, and he just rips absolute ass, like, literally, like
a good one.
Like, it sounded like he might have, like shit literally shit fart. His pants, and I literally go, like, nobody did anything. I look at him, I'm like, what? And he's like, what? And I'm like, wait, what? Like, am I, like, wrong? Like,
he says it's like, my house.
You just shit your pants.
No, but it was like.
No, it was like this.
It was wet. It like was that. Like.
It has some sharticles in it.
Have you ever farted? Oh my God, here
can
we go again.
We're at 75 minutes.
Have you ever farted wet before?
Have you ever farted? And then you're like walking away weird because you're scared that it's like wet. Okay, anyways, this is the podcast.
Thank you for
take
watching.
It or leave it.
Follow the podcast stuff. Follow us. Follow Brittany.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
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 Guys.
Bye.
Rate it 5 stars. Rate it 5 stars.
Rate it 5 stars.
Leave your piss stories. Leave some advice you'd like for us to give you some whatever. Okay, literally, whatever.
Just fuck off, guys.
Yeah,
like,
fuck
stop,
off.
Get off
literally
our dicks.
Kidding,
bye.
Whatever. Bye.
And me need help. They're on their way. They need some help.